Donald Trump's criticism of the Muslim parents of a slain U.S. soldier continues to reverberate. This morning, for the first time, a Republican member of Congress, Richard Hanna of New York, wrote in an op-ed that it's not enough to denounce Trump for saying that Kazir and Ghazala Khan shouldn't have spoken out last week. Hanna now says he will vote for Hillary Clinton. And President Obama called Trump unfit to be president, saying this to Republican lawmakers who continue to back Trump.
This isn't a situation where you have an episodic gaffe. This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say, this is not somebody I can support for president of the United States.
Joining us now is Scott Detrow, who covers politics for NPR. Scott, first of all, what do you make of what President Obama said? There are Republican lawmakers listening when he says that. And do you think that this fight with the Khan family and Donald Trump has become a turning point in the campaign?
Well, first to Obama, I think what's interesting there, it's a continuation of the argument that President Obama, that Hillary Clinton, that so many other speakers made at the Democratic convention last week. They were clearly reaching out to moderate Republicans, to traditional Republicans who may be squeamish about Donald Trump, saying, you may not like what the Democratic Party does all the time. You may not be on our side, but this is a candidate who does not fit your party, does not fit the traditional mold of presidential candidates, and you should think about voting for us because Donald Trump has a different view of America than you or I are used to. That was the argument they made over and over and over again. And I don't think the Democrats could have scripted anything better than what played out over the course of the weekend in the way that Donald Trump went after the Khan family, pushed back against the Khan family, and questioned their religion, and also compared sacrifices that he said he's made in his business career to the ultimate sacrifice of a soldier dying for the United States on the battlefield.
And what about the idea of this being a turning point? Does it sound like that's what this is in the campaign, that this is going to change the direction?
You know, I think we need to hear from more voters. I think we need to see more polls. We're waiting for polls to come in from the convention itself. But I will say, just in the way that this has been covered and in the way that high-profile Republicans are rushing to distance themselves from Donald Trump to, you know, that statement that John McCain put out yesterday, it was like a 700-word statement saying that Donald Trump was wrong on this.
Yeah.
This feels to me like it could be a moment like when Trump went after that federal judge, Gonzalo Curiel, a couple months ago for saying that he was not able to arbitrate fairly the Trump University lawsuit because of his Mexican
right.
heritage. That's something that clearly stuck with voters. That's something that clearly stuck in the narrative. And I think this could be a moment that's as powerful as that.
Well, let's listen to what the Trump campaign is saying. Today at a rally in Virginia, Trump said a veteran handed him his Purple Heart and told him to, quote, keep saying what you're saying. And Trump said this about Republicans who don't like him.
Listen, even if people don't like me, they have to vote for me. They have no choice. Even if you don't, and you do like me, I hope. But I said, even if you can't stand Donald Trump, you think Donald Trump is the worst, you're going to vote for me. You know why? Justices of the Supreme Court.
And meanwhile, at a Mike Pence town hall event in Nevada last night, Trump supporters booed a woman who identified herself as the mother of an Air Force soldier who said Trump disrespects military families. Here's that exchange.
Well, I thank you for the question. It's all right. It's all right.
Don't politicize the military.
Folks, that's what freedom looks like and that's what freedom sounds like. Okay?
He's saying that's what freedom looks like and that's what freedom sounds like. He went on to praise the Khan family. But what do you make of the response from the Trump campaign?
Well, going back to that first point, what Donald Trump was saying about the Supreme Court, and even if you don't like me, you should vote for me. I mean, that's the counter argument to this outreach from Obama and other Democrats saying Republicans should vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, Donald Trump's campaign put out a list of possible Supreme Court picks. They were all very traditional, mainstream conservative choices, you know, federal judges with strong conservative voting records. And that's the argument they're making to Republican voters, that you don't want Hillary Clinton, who many Republicans have distrusted and despised for decades in the White House, and you don't want another Democratic president making these Democratic choices that could linger for a long time. So that's what not only the Trump campaign, but a lot of high-level Republican surrogates fall back on. I mean, that's what Paul Ryan says. Even though he criticizes Trump for so many things, he says, look, in the end, this is a Republican president who Republican lawmakers could work with to get Republican things done.
They're also going after Hillary Clinton and saying she voted in favor of the Iraq war. And so if the cons should be mad at somebody, they should be mad at her. Of course, Donald Trump also was at the time in favor and has since changed his position. And his vice presidential pick is also somebody who was in favor of the Iraq war.
That's right. I mean, the Iraq war vote was a fatal vote for Hillary Clinton in the 2008 primary against Barack Obama. Not sure that that sticks as much these days. It's just been a long time. And you're right. So many principles are on the same page there.
Lots to watch in the campaign. It's really heating up. And we're not even at Labor Day yet. Scott Detrow, who covers politics for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.